Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. I want you to stay with me for the next hour and experience a shift in your perspective and have a new view of what transformation can be. This also is going to be a call-in show, and I just want to, I forgot to tell Benny and my producer, Olivia, it's going to be a call-in show, gang. So I'm inviting people to call in, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Will that work?
Works for me.
All right, perfect. Thanks. So I want you in the audience, I want you to join into the conversation. And you can call in and participate as we discuss the changing view of healthcare, because right now it's a really hot topic. However, I really want us to take a step back and breathe and take a look at how and what we can control. Give you a preview of in the months ahead, what you're going to be hearing here on Live the Good Life Show. I've got some wellness guests and experts who are going to be showing up, and they're going to help you take greater control of your health and step into being the leader of your healthcare team. Have you had that thought before? I know for a long time I didn't. But then I realized it's a collective, and I'm the only one that's living in my body. So I'm looking for the best resources, the best specialists, and those people in the healthcare field to help me take care of myself better. And that's part of the reason why I do what I do. I walk alongside clients through their journey and help them get connected to tools and resources so that they can live a good life, a healthy life, a vital life. Benny, do you have a self-care or healthcare team at your disposal?
A self-care team?
Yes.
I don't know if I per se like an actual team. I mean, I guess I do. I never really thought about it though as a team. I mean,
right? You have a dentist.
Yeah, I guess I do. I honestly.
You have a doctor.
I do. You're right. That's true. I guess they're right in front of me. Didn't even notice.
Did you? Have you ever had a personal trainer?
No, actually, I have not.
Ah, what about a massage therapist?
Nope.
Chiropractor?
Only when I got into a car accident.
Running buddy?
No, I run by myself. I'm a loner. No, I'm just joking. Okay. I'm just joking. They can't keep up with me. I got long legs.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But no, I'm sorry. You're right about the team. Like, I guess they're all around. I just didn't really put it into my brain.
Yeah.
What
about your family and friends?
Of course.
Your social network, right?
Yes, of course. You got it.
Right? And how about those two adorable little guys?
Oh, yes. I should have included them.
Yeah, because if they find out you didn't,
they'd be like, ooh, dad, I'm going to get it.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, that's a healthcare team. Mm-hmm. It's not just doctors, attorneys, financial consultants. It's everybody that's around you. So the thing is, it's a team. And more hands make light work, right?
Right.
How about you, Olivia? What's your team look like?
Yeah, I feel like I've kind of neglected my self-care team throughout the pandemic a little bit. I'm definitely due to go to the dentist, and there were a lot of times where I felt like maybe I put off scheduling things that I maybe should have. So yeah, it's kind of a good reminder that I should catch up with those folks.
Well, and now that life is opening up, right? Mm-hmm. And we're able to move around more and get back to see those professionals and to interact and, you know, be in community more. Now is the time to really take a look at your life, your health, and your vitality, and let's dial it up a little bit.
That's right.
Increase it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with all of that, it's like taking a look at life a little bit different. And you are the pilot. You are the navigator. You are the one who determines the course you want to take, and you're going to set your flight plan, right? Whether you realize it or not, you yourself are the most important member of your healthcare team. You're the leader. Like I said, you're the pilot. You're the manager, and you get to choose who you surround yourself with. And who you choose, and as you choose, you're actually hiring them and you're building your team. They provide you with knowledge, expert skill, perspective, and ultimately encouragement. And all of that is for the betterment and improvement of your course, which is optimal health and vitality. So the better health can be possible, and it can be less complicated, especially when we take that team approach. Through the last, 18 months, we've been challenged as a world, as a society, as a community, in doing things by ourselves in isolation. And I think that as I look at it for myself, that's been the biggest gift, because I'm so much more grateful. I'm so much more appreciative. I'm so much more involved in connection, in purposeful relationships. And I'm desiring that team approach, because we really ultimately were made for connection and relationship. We benefit both from a healthcare and self-care approach to life. And I'm so excited when the magic happens, when our life's journey, even though it's filled with unexpected circumstances, twists, turns, challenges, wild and wonderful things and experiences and unique opportunities, all of that is what enriches our life. And at times, life and situations, quite frankly, don't make sense. And it's once we're free of those limitations of our thoughts and the habits we've developed and the rituals that we have, that when we actually surrender and trust and lean into the different, as opposed to what normal has been or how normal our life was, that's truly when magic happens. Some of the most cherished gifts I've received, the most cherished gifts and times that I've received have occurred during this this time that we've been involved in. And whether we realize it or not, it truly is transforming us as individuals bit by bit by bit. So I'm going to ask you for today going forward, to take a look at life and your circumstances as more of an activity of change that happens for you, not to you. I want to encourage you to put down the powerless, defeated, negative responses that you're a victim of your life. Because the truth is, in times of challenge, what could be happening, these consequences are results of our choices and decisions that we've made in the past and how we've responded to situations and decisions of others. So let me ask you this. What can you change? What do you think you want to change? What do you want to control in your health? What are you modeling for your family, your friends, and your community? If you, I love this. Dr. Pat says this all the time about what would you do if you knew that you could not fail, right? Have you thought about that? What possibilities are ahead if you took control, if you created your healthcare, self-care team, what would your life look like? What could it look like? What would your family and friends, and how would your community change with a healthier, more vital you and your contribution? Really, it's kind of effortless. If you just sit for a moment and plot your course, decide where you'd like to go, where you want to be, how you're moving forward, and decide. Decide right now for yourself. I think that I would be blessed with is to be able to help more people, thousands of people, become leaders of their healthcare self-care team. That they would really embrace plotting a course, having a destination, and getting the tools and resources to move forward. So think about those things, and we'll come back after this break and talk a little bit more about how to get connected to those tools and resources.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time spot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a Recovery Recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. I love this quote. It's by Katie Reed, and it is, self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what's left of you. And I know that self-care is being talked about a lot the last few months, and it can be all kinds of things and everything. I think it's a perspective. I think it definitely is a perspective. And would you say that, I don't know, or would you think that self-care may be an out-of-touch concept? I don't think so. I think that, and I find that when I'm working with my clients and for myself as well, that self-care really helps me become better, more connected, more energetic, and more productive, and life becomes fuller, truly fuller. I'd like to share my contact information with you. You can reach me through my website, therightbalance.com. I've got some great tools and resources there. Also, there's an opportunity to receive all kinds of freebies and goodies. So please go check that out. You can always call me, text me at 360-624-1585. I'm on the West Coast. Another way to reach out and touch me would be through email, which is right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance, the number one, at gmail.com. Or find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So, I mean, I'm kind of like all over the place. You want to talk? Great. I've even got a free transformation discovery call that's available, and you can schedule that by going to my website. So today we're talking about the complicated, changing world of healthcare and how it's evolving. What's most important, I believe, is that we need to understand how self-care and self-management help us in achieving better long-term health and vitality. And as a huge side benefit, you're creating a legacy within and for your family. A couple of guests ago, we had, I think it was the Spa SOS with Cherie Tennessee, and I think we've talked about it with the holistic health coach Lisa Hatch, and and my guest Lisa Wynn Salvatore. Yes, early in the year, we've talked about how self-care is just so important, and that it's about stepping into control of our own health and realizing and reconnecting to ourselves to find what nourishes and feeds us. And we've talked about this before too, if you take a look at self-care over the last 15, 20 years, much of health and self-care has been about the promotion of nutrition and exercise, and how those are the main components of self-care. Well, self-care is evolving into so much more of that. And like Benny was sharing earlier, his collective team, he's starting small, but his collecting team, as he takes a look at life, right, Benny, is much bigger than you had originally anticipated.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, would you not agree that even the time that you spend with your boys and their friends actually feed you, nourish you?
100% agree.
Right?
Yep.
So we just got done with a holiday weekend. What'd you do?
Did a little barbecuing, like most of the traditional people, I guess, would do for the 4th. Let everyone else spend their money on fireworks, not me. Watch the neighborhoods go up in a little bit of a boom here and there, just because obviously for post-COVID, so to speak, and everyone's still kind of not doing the whole public, I guess, firework displays around the Puget Sound area. So left it up to everyone else doing their own thing, and it was impressive, but I had a great, cool time.
So let me ask you, this is just kind of off the cuff. Hot dogs, hamburgers, steak, or chicken?
So my good friend, actually, we did a little bit of everything, but he's a big barbecuer. So he got a brand new one and he's been testing out this new pulled pork stuff. And it was to die for. He did a good job.
Does he share his recipe or is it a secret and he'd have to kill you if you found out?
I haven't asked. I'm a little nervous if I do ask because then it might go down that road. I'll be like, I don't know if I'm going to be back next year. No. I think he's a very loving guy. I'm sure he would offer it if it was asked. But you know how most chefs are when that, you know, those kind of areas or realms. They will, but it's still up to the chef to decide how or when, and you know, things change a little bit from chef to chef, so
sure. And they always, it seems to me, the ones that I know, they have their own secret ingredient.
Correct.
That they don't share,
right? So they may not give out everything,
right? How perfect. So that's I mean, what a wonderful weekend of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hanging out with family, friends,
really
eating really good food.
Yeah.
Perfect. It really is in that community. And if you think about it, you get to determine all of that. You could have decided that you were going to stay home and you and the little guys were just going to hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe had hot dogs, maybe, you know, hamburgers. Maybe sat and, you know, did things in the backyard yourselves and still watched fireworks from other people. But I mean, you could have changed that whole scenario. I love the fact that it was intentional for you. And our self-care and our healthcare needs to be just as intentional moment by moment and day by day. Over time, the state of our health, our vitality, and our self-care becomes really imperative. I'm finding for myself and for my clients at this age, it's becoming more and more important to have a fun factor up front in whatever we do. And if it's not fun or the factor's, you know, a little less than desirable, then we've got to figure out how to crank it up a little bit, how to dial it up. And that fun factor changes as we go through different stages of our lives. I'm going to ask you right now to let go of negative thoughts and negative emotions. How about negative activities or less than fun activities? We are what we think, you know. And thoughts definitely are the seed that we use to create our God-given destinies and the quality of our life. Our imagination is one of the most powerful tools that we own and have at our disposal. However, when it's pointed in the wrong direction, we perish and our lives deteriorate. we are in a state of lack and longing. So it's time, you know what? Determine right now, it's time to take your thoughts captive. I want to encourage you to take a long, long, long look at anger, negative emotions, negative self-talk, criticisms that you have, not only for yourself or for others. Take a look at those places in your life. Where have you been letting yourself feel like a victim as opposed to a powerful, exciting, dynamic individual? Because it is in your control. It definitely is in your control. Who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging around people who have nothing good to say, are in their own world of turmoil and mental worrying of negativity? Then I would say limit your exposure to that, because that's a drain on you, and you're working on improving your health and being a gift, being a presence that is uplifting in other people's lives. Letting go of the negativity, changing the perspective to positive. Oh, you have control of that. And it truly is a matter that you have control of. When we allow what's happening outside of us to affect our inner well-being, I don't know about you, but it's almost as if you're putting on, you know, you're just kind of like sticking my arm through this sleeve and my arm through that sleeve and putting on a jacket of anger, blaming others, or blaming circumstances. And I find that it's really easy to begin to feel like life is happening to us, to me, and I have no control whatsoever. Well, let's stop that. And that's what I do, is I work with clients and we stop that thought pattern and we replace those thoughts. We determine, we purpose, and with encouragement, changing our thoughts changes our lives, and our lives become more robust, more rich, and they become for us. This was a kind of a staggering number for me when I read this, and that is that the National Science Foundation estimates that our brains produce, get this, 50,000 thoughts per day. And the majority of these thoughts are the same from day to day to day. So it's not like we get 50,000 new thoughts that are produced, but 50,000 thoughts, and many of them are the same as what I thought yesterday as opposed to what I'm going to think tomorrow. And many experts agree that about 2/3 of those thoughts are negative. What's 2/3 of 50,000? I mean, holy cow, right? Holy cow. Well, I say if we want to make those changes and have our thoughts be changed and eliminate that negativity and those repeating offenders that occur in our lives, it's going to require discipline. It's going to require focus. And it's going to require purposeful determination. And it is difficult to do it on your own. And that's where your self-care healthcare team comes into play, right? We bring tools and resources. We bring a refreshing perspective. We help you change your lens to see the positive outcome and to see the road and the path that you're going to be able to take to get healthier, to get happier, to become more peace-filled, and to have just a richer life. Truly, have a richer life. Could you imagine what that would look like? Have you imagined what that could look like? Think of this as changing our thoughts. When we do that, incredible things happen. When changing our thoughts, incredible things happen. And as we think, so we reflect and we become. So new positive thoughts, new ones. They're going to improve how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about others, and that ripple effect, I love this, that ripple effect, then others begin to treat us differently as well. Ooh, yay, we have a phone call. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah, we'll take Lisa calling in from Southern California. Hi, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Sweet. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Sabrina, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling. What's new?
Well, I was lame because I saw the phone number up at the beginning and then I didn't write it down and I was frantically searching everywhere for it. And anyway, and then you put it up. I'm just glad to be on the show. I have loved this conversation, as I know all the rest of your listeners have. And I'm so grateful that you are offering your services to help people do this incredibly important thing of self-care with our healthcare team.
Absolutely. It just tickles my heart because the thing about it is it's a journey that we all need company on, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's far more fun to do it with a group of people than to do it flying solo.
Exactly. I think it was, I had heard from Seth Godin, and also I've heard it from Simon Sinek, you know, about finding your tribe. And your tribe becomes your part of your healthcare team, self-care team. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, what does your healthcare self-care team look like?
Well, that's so funny you say that because I was just talking with my friend last night about the people you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. You often don't realize that they're part of your self-care and healthcare team. And we were saying that the people you choose to surround yourself with really influence you, empower you, support you in positive ways, but they can also have an adverse effect on you. So choose wisely, right? In addition to the obvious ones that you guys were talking about, your doctors, your dentists, but my yoga instructors are an integral part of my healthcare team. The owner of my yoga studio, who is, and I know you've spoken about this on the show, is a Melt Method instructor. Mm-hmm. He is a huge part of my self-care team. And I will hear their voices, all these people, I hear their voices, even when I'm not with them. You know, I hear Andrea, my yoga instructor, Melt Pilates instructor, owner, reminding me to sip water all day. I love that. I love that I have this tribe, like you said, this network of people, and we're all helping each other, because together we are better, stronger, and infinitely more powerful.
I like that key word, infinitely more powerful, because, mm-hmm. I mean, we can only do so much individually. But collectively, you're right, infinitely more powerful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Part of my self-care team, you know? I mean, you are absolutely a huge part of my self-care team.
Thank you.
You know, podcasters, Rich Roll, who I love him, and I love the guests that he invites onto his team. I love Simon Hill, the Plant Proof Podcast. People don't realize, like when you really think about it, we all have a ginormous team of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can help each other to live better, not just live better, but live better longer, and not live just longer, but live longer better, mm-hmm. then that it's what you talked about earlier. That's where the magic happens.
Truly. And it really is magic, because it's not something that you can strategically plan and control. Yeah, you can have an overview about what you would love to happen. However, it's in the subtle, unexpected things. And when you take a moment and you really just breathe and take it all in, it truly is magic. And along with you, you're a significant part of my self-care team and introduced me to Andrea, the amazing Melt Pilates yoga instructor, who's been a guest. My world actually has gotten bigger as opposed to getting smaller over the last 18 months. And that's incredible. And I think that if many of us were to be honest with ourselves, truly be honest with ourselves, our world has changed, our individual worlds have changed for the better. And really, if we were honest with ourselves, I don't believe we would want to go back to what our lives were like before. I just don't. What are your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree. I think moving forward and coming through this very challenging time, no question, I think there are unlimited silver linings. Mm-hmm. And I think people are really starting to be more aware and pay attention to things that really truly matter to them. And they're really taking stock in their lives and what's important for them. Because we're all different. All of our self-care is different. Everything, our hopes, desires, wishes, dreams, aspirations, it's all different. But yet, collectively, it's very similar.
Yeah. You know,
So yes, I think that there's always positives, and there are countless positives that are coming out of this whole pandemic. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And self-care and prioritizing self-care and being, it's what the lovely woman said earlier, like, okay, I need to like schedule that dental appointment. Just get that check. You know, it's like my dermatologist, I had a melanoma years ago. Every 3 months I see him and I will do that until the end of time. Like this is that he is a huge part of my self-care team, but you have to prioritize yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself and prioritize yourself, how can you prioritize anybody else in your life?
Exactly. It's so important. And over time, those relationships, those personal relationships and connections become invaluable, not just for their specific expertise, but for the richness of relationship and how caring for each other becomes more important than the most immediate service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The people you surround yourself with, like we just talked at the beginning of my conversation with you, they are a tremendous part of your self-care team, mm-hmm, and your tribe.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Well, I thank you for doing this podcast, because it is enriching countless people's lives. People you may not even hear from, but they're listening, and they are better, stronger, and infinitely more powerful because of you. So thank you for taking the time and doing all the research you do and to Transformation Talk Radio or Transformation Network or whatever they're transitioning to, because they're changing lives, and there's no greater feeling in the world than making a difference, positive difference in somebody else's life. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Those are such kind words. I really appreciate them. That is true. Transformation Talk Radio. Here's another win-win bonus, amazing growth that's been going on. And Transformation Talk Radio is now becoming Transformation Network. And there are so many more shows, professionals, specialists that are being added to the roster that is really becoming a more robust offering to be able to help people move forward, grow forward, take care of themselves forward, and just to be better all the way around. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa.
And you are one part of Transformation Talk. Like, there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're all different, and we all have different interests and different activity, everything, right? But there's an array of unbelievable resources on Transformation Talk Radio, you being one of them. And people need to continue to or be inspired to utilize all these unbelievable resources that Pat has so unbelievably gathered, right? Even the team, like Ben, like she's created quite an environment. And if people can tap into that, they will be far better off, I think.
Thank you. I agree wholeheartedly. And I want to thank Benny and I want to thank Olivia because you guys show up with me every month. And what a great team you are, not only to my show, but to Transformation Network. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you personally. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
I think I need to tell you that more often. You too, Olivia. I need to tell you more often. You are stellar in my book, my dear.
Always a pleasure.
Mutual Admiration Society here. I like it. That's what we need.
Yeah.
I want you. You guys are part of my healthcare self-care team. Thanks. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in and being so edifying and uplifting to Transformation Network, as well as, you know, saying such kind things for this show and for what I do. I just want to appreciate and share how grateful I am that you took the time to call in and be a part of today's episode.
And I already let her go because we're actually right up to this break here. If you want to take the last one there, Sabrina.
Perfect.
All right.
Let's take a break, Benny.
Cool. We'll be right back with more from Sabrina.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time spot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and this is Live the Good Life Show. I want to just tell you how you can connect with me and encourage you to connect so that we can continue this conversation for you personally. You can reach me at my website, therightbalance.com, or call or text 360-624-1585. I'm on the West Coast. Or you can catch me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Definitely. So today we're talking about self-care and self-care, healthcare, and how this is a team that works for you. So how do you get started and what can you expect? Oops. And where do you go? How do you decide what you want to work on? Let's make a list, right? Take a moment, make a list. What do you want to work on? Is it your weight? Is it pain management? How about just overall health and energy? Could it be that you want to work on relationships? Or are you struggling with sleep, anger, anxiety or depression? Let's start now. And think about this. You've got 172 days left to focus on becoming the healthiest, wealthiest, and wisest person you've ever been. For July through September, take a look at building yourself as you would build a house. I know that's right. This is a really good analogy, right? Some of us are entering a remodeling project for the next 172 days. Some of us may be in a state where we're just starting to think about health and we want to build a strong, healthy, and vital life. Well, during these next 3 months, I want to encourage you to focus on building your health in every way possible. Look at the upgrade coming. Let's build you up. Let's put our lives together in a new way. Think not of the former things that were good enough. And since 2020 of March, we've made great strides. There's been a whole new level of health and fulfillment for all of us in different ways this season. So I want to encourage you to join me and surround yourself with healthy things, making healthy, a healthier environment for ourselves. Let's eliminate negativity, chaos, and disarray. And let's progress on and partner to bring all things to light that you need to know to develop strategies and blueprints and opportunities, because surprises await you. The months of October, November, and December will be the season of gearing up for huge breakthroughs. Your harvest will seem to drop from heaven. This six-month time frame will be filled with marvelous things for you. Time is our friend, and you are not alone. So I want you to do two things today. I want you to go to the Right Balance, WRIGHTBalance.com, and schedule your transformation discovery call. And number two, I want you to reserve your spot and join me in a five-day clean eating reboot with food, good, healthy, seasonal food. This reboot is from July 19th to the 23rd. If you sign up now, it's only $97, and you're going to get recipes, you're going to get grocery lists, you're going to get daily encouragement, you're going to get two live training calls. Oh my gosh. We've got daily protocols. You've got some bonuses on how to deepen that five-day process and how to eat out without feeling like you're being limited. Let's connect. Let's do this together. 172 days left of this year to develop and build and remodel your self-care healthcare team. I'm Sabrina Wright. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I want to be part of your self-care healthcare team for the next 172 days. Go to my website, the Right, WRIGHTBalance.com, and schedule your transformation discovery call and join me and reserve your spot for the five-day clean eating reboot. I want to thank you so much for listening today and being a part of this podcast. Reach out, let's connect, and I look forward to seeing you and talking to you next month here at Live the Good Life Show. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.